This is Doug Johnson, and today I'm visiting with Michael Cochran from Cochran & Company. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, going pretty well for me, and how are things going for your group this summer?
Going great. We've been out on the road quite a bit all across the country, playing summer festivals and big events, small events, anything in between. We just love getting out. Summertime is a great time for us to go out, and no rhyme or reason really to where we're at. We just go wherever we're asked, and we're excited to be coming to Minnesota.
Yeah, it sounds good. You know, Cochran & Company will be taking the grandstand stage along with Big Daddy Weave. That's Wednesday evening, August 13th at the Steele County Free Fair in Owatonna. What can you tell us about the upcoming concert, Michael? What will it be like?
Well, it's going to be a good time for sure. I mean, we've got a lot of new music planned, and anybody that doesn't know our music style, we like to rock a bit. There's going to be some familiar songs that you know from us on the radio. Of course, Big Daddy Weave has a long career of great music. But we're also going to just be worshiping the Lord together. And I think that anyone that comes will just leave very encouraged and very uplifted. And it'll be some time just to kind of set aside the weight of life and the heaviness of everything and just have a good time in the Lord.
Yeah, one of the songs I like that we play is Thank God for Sunday Morning of yours.
So. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that song is really my story, and it's just my story of redemption, and I love sharing my testimony with people and letting them know no matter where they are, God's love can reach them and bring them into that morning. You know, no matter what the night's been like, that morning can come.
That's right. Now, who should come? Who do you think would enjoy your music?
I think, I like to think everybody would. You know, I think it's for families for sure. Obviously, it's a clean show. It's a God-honoring show. I think husbands, wives come together for a date night, but also bring the kids. And you know what? Bring your parents, too. Bring the whole family. I mean, a lot of our concerts look like anybody from young kids dancing up by the stage to older folks sitting in lawn chairs, you know. So it's I like to think that we appeal. There's something for everybody in our show.
Wonderful. Now, how did Cochran & Company get its start? Can you give me a brief synopsis?
Yeah. I was born and raised in a little town in Indiana. And I just always loved music, and I wasn't good at much else. In Indiana, if you're not good at basketball, you got to figure out something else to do pretty quickly. And I just started playing music, put a band together in high school, and fast forward, we kind of built that band up over the next few years where, you know, any national group like 10th Avenue North or Jeremy Camp or whoever else would come through our area. A lot of times we would get asked to open up, you know, to help with the local crowd, and that got us in the door with some people in Nashville, and before you know it, we're sitting in a room with Toby Mac, and he's telling us he wants to sign us to his record label, and that was 8 years ago.
Wow, praise the Lord for that, huh?
Yeah, you know, and we've put out music, and we've toured the country, and we've played everywhere from somebody's backyard birthday party all the way to the Grand Ole Opry, everywhere in between, so we don't have any plans on slowing down. We're working on a new record now, and we're just grateful to be able to do it.
Well, how have you seen the Lord working in your concerts sometimes, Michael? Have you seen people coming up and just coming up to you afterwards and saying thank you?
Yeah, we get a lot of that, and it's always humbling, you know, because we know it's not us. We know it's the Lord, and we had a song called Parking Lot that's about that very thing. It's about my experience with Christian radio, in particular, how God used the song at the right time in my life and spoke to me through the radio dial. And it's been incredible to hear those same stories at our merch table or after the show, behind the stage, of people saying, hey, you know, God did that with your song tonight or 2 months ago in the Kroger parking lot or wherever, you know. And so it really is amazing that God can use music and that he would use us. Yes, the Bible says broken vessels, that we get to carry this beautiful gospel to people.
All we have to be is willing vessels, and he will use us. Well, my guest today has been Michael Cochran, who will be at the Steele County Free Fair in Owatonna Wednesday night. Any final comments for our listeners, Michael?
Hey, I just hope you come out. I hope you all come out and have a good time. Get away for a Wednesday evening, and I don't think you'll regret it.
Well, thanks for your time today, and we'll see you at the fair next week.
Thanks so much for having me.
Again, Cochran & Company and Big Daddy Weave will be on the grandstand stage at the Steele County Free Fair Wednesday evening at 7 in Owatonna. I'm Doug Johnson.